then you are trapped in a world of things, both external things, and you know what that is like, so much going on, objects, situations you have to deal with, and the next thing, and another thing that absorbs your attention. A life dominated by things happening. What's the next thing? And then the inner things. One thought after another. And identified with each arising thought becomes a part of the problematic me. Completely dominated by, we could call that, object consciousness. Objects everywhere. And when people interact with each other, superficial interactions, relationships, close relationships, families, at work, every interaction is dominated by object consciousness. Something is very important here, and it's not the relationship, it's something that we need to get out of it, something we need to get to, some other point. It's not this moment, it's the next moment. This is always goes part of object consciousness. What's the next object that matters? No space. No space also, by the way, means no love, because you are trapped in forms, form identities. Every form reduces you. Every form that you identify with reduces you to that form. Every thought and the bundle of thoughts, the me, that's the human condition, to be trapped in object consciousness, not knowing the freedom that is there, waiting underneath it as the vast spaciousness that is within you, that is the unconditioned consciousness itself, where you go beyond a purely personal sense of self. And the amazing thing is that is so close to you that you could never get there if you create a distance by believing that something will enable you to get there. That is the danger that is built into every technique. Some techniques are very good. They are there to bring about space consciousness. But the person practicing the technique will have put the technique between him or herself and the space, and to create it a little bit of future. So as you sit here, simply to be aware, not just of the words, but also of the underlying space, or the gaps, you could call it, between words. And in every moment when you notice that, like now, and now, and now, there you have simple intelligence. And you can perceive this room, the body sitting on a chair, listen to the words. This perception happens. but you're perceiving it through the stillness that is there in between the words.